It is 4:36 downtown on a Tuesday afternoon. Live at Seasons Main Street Bangor, Rich Kimball, Brian Stackpole with you on the Pulse WZON in high definition at WKIT HD3. And all around the world at WZONThePulse.com and the WZON app. Well, a brand new series begins this coming Sunday night on PBS at 10 p.m. right after Downton Abbey. It's entitled Mercy Street. And to learn more about it, we're joined on the phone by the executive producer and co-creator, Lisa Wolfinger. Lisa, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, very excited about the show. Can you tell us a little bit about what drew you to this story of medical professionals and volunteers working during the Civil War?
Well, you know, no one's done a great Civil War drama recently, and certainly not from the vantage point of strong female protagonists like our female volunteer nurses. And the themes that we deal with, whether it's sexism or racism, intolerance, polarizing politics, are still absolutely relevant today.
Well, and the story takes place at Mansion House in Virginia, a battlefield hospital in, is it Alexandria, Virginia?
Actually, it was a general hospital, so set behind the front lines in Alexandria, Virginia. And, of course, what made Alexandria so interesting for us as dramatists is Alexandria was a Confederate town occupied by the Union all 4 years of the war, so we had North and South built in.
Well, and so you've got the struggles of what's obviously going on there, but also this was a time of great social change in this country.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we think of the Civil War as a brutal, devastating chapter in American history, and indeed it was, but it was also a moment of remarkable social transition, presenting opportunities that really were unthinkable just a few years before. So you have doctors who are faced with mass casualties on an unprecedented scale, who are pushing the boundaries of medical science. And then, of course, you have women who are leaving the confines of their homes and volunteering as nurses, among other things. And then last but not least, you have thousands of escaped slaves who have made it behind Union lines and are getting their first taste of freedom. So all of these elements come together in Mercy Street.
Well, and it gives you a great chance, as you alluded to there, to talk about the changing role of women, not just during the Civil War, but throughout our history.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, women were second-class citizens 154 years ago, and war, just as with any war, presents opportunities for women to break with social convention and take on jobs that they wouldn't ordinarily be allowed to take, that weren't seen as respectable. Certainly nursing before the Civil War was seen as something that, you know, perhaps prostitutes did. So you can imagine for these lady volunteers, they had quite a few obstacles to overcome trying to persuade male army administrators that letting them come into these army hospitals and help the wounded was a good idea.
We're talking with Lisa Wolfinger, her Lone Wolf Media Productions, based in South Portland, putting together this series in a tremendously talented group of people that you're working with. One of them, David Zabel, who did such great work on ER. Tremendous cast with Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Josh Radner, Norbert Leo Butz, Gary Cole. How did you put this team together?
Oh, casting was quite an experience. I mean, we have a very large ensemble cast, much like Downton Abbey, and it was quite a challenge to put that cast together. We didn't have a lot of time to do it. The one thing we had going for us, well, we had many things going for us, but the one big thing we had going for us is that it was for PBS. And in Hollywood, PBS has a lot of cachet. And the other thing we had going for us were David Zabel's scripts, which were really superb, smart and witty, everybody's interested in American history, especially Civil War history. So, the idea of being being able to play a character in that world, I think, was very exciting for a lot of these actors. Specifically, I think of somebody like Josh Radner, who's better known for for How I Met Your Mother, he played a comedic role. And this role, even though it has elements of comedy, is quite a serious role in many ways and quite a substantial role. And I think that excited him. As he likes to say to people, he he really wanted to do this because it kind of scared him, and he wanted that challenge. So I would say, you know, we were able to assemble this incredibly talented cast because they were excited by the project and the idea of doing, of being on PBS and being part of PBS's first original American drama in over a decade.
Now, did I read somewhere along the way, Lisa, that in putting this together, you were also inspired by maybe my all-time favorite television show, MASH?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have our own Frank Burns and Hot Lips Houlihan, so you'll have to watch and identify them. But yes, I mean, you know, the one thing about this show, you know, it sounds as though it could be very serious, but and certainly it's set in a grim time in American history, and a hospital setting isn't necessarily laugh-out-loud funny, but you know, when we read the memoirs of these lady volunteer nurses and doctors, we realized they had a sense of humor, and they had to have a sense of humor to survive. So we were very much inspired by the memoirs and also by, you know, a show like MASH that blended the comedy, the dark comedy, with, you know, those moments of drama, of tragedy, because MASH certainly had those too, so well. And, you know, you end up with entertaining TV.
Now, when I'm not on the radio, I teach high school history, and people think they know a lot about the Civil War, but especially when it comes to the way medicine was practiced, there are a lot of misconceptions out there.
Yes, many, many misconceptions about Civil War medicine. Absolutely. I think most people think of it as, you know, a very primitive time, and it was kind of a medieval medicine, and all they could do was amputate. And there's so much more to the story. Certainly before the Civil War, medical science was very much in its infancy, but you see such progress through the war. I mean, think about it. For the first time, these American doctors, who for the most part are not particularly well-trained and haven't really traveled far or you know, studying medicine in those days basically consisted of, you know, taking a few courses and somebody signed a piece of paper and you were good to go, which is a little scary. So for the first time, these American doctors are confronted with mass casualties on an unprecedented scale. They're seeing different kinds of disease they've never seen before, injuries they've never seen before, and so they're making it up on the fly. And there's a tremendous amount of research going on through the Civil War and, as I mentioned before, innovations, progress. So it's actually a very exciting time in medicine. And I think we portray that very well with different voices, with different characters. We have Josh Radnor playing Jed Foster, who's a very elite surgeon who has studied overseas and comes with kind of cutting-edge ideas, if you will. And then we have a rather you know, by the book army surgeon played by Norbert Leo Butz, who, yes, is our Frank Burns character in some ways. And of course the two are always in conflict, which provides moments that are laugh out loud funny as well as some high drama. So it's all in good fun.
Well, and I have to assume too that the folks at PBS think this is going to be a very popular series and put you on in that coveted position of 10 p.m. Sunday right after Downton Abbey.
Yes, that's huge for us, and you know, it's PBS's big gamble, but I think it's a fairly safe gamble. You know, this is the last season of Downton Abbey, and I think people are primed. They're looking around for another series, another ensemble of colorful characters that they can get behind and root for and fall in love with, and certainly they're hoping Mercy Street will do that. And judging by the reactions we've been getting from audiences at our advanced screenings at PBS affiliates around the country, I think we might succeed. We'll see.
Speaking of advanced screenings, you've had one already and another one coming up on Thursday night. Can you tell people how they can get to see the show and not have to wait until Sunday night?
Absolutely. I think we'll be screening the first episode of the season, episode one, at Hannaford Hall at USM this Thursday night at 7 p.m. I think the doors open at 6:30. I've been told it's sold out, but I think there's still ways to get tickets. It is free, so I think you just go online and reserve spaces. And even if it says that there are no seats left, I think you can always show up and I have a feeling there'll be a few spare seats, so worth a try.
And I understand, too, you'll also be on the stations of Maine Broadcasting, Channel 6 in Portland, Channel 2 in Bangor with her friends Rob and Caroline on 207 tonight as well.
Oh, that's right. Is it tonight?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Oh dear. I better double check. Yes. That is exciting. The folks at 207 have always been so supportive about for all the programs that we've done at Lone Wolf, because really, for the most part, we've made a lot of documentary specials, and they've always been very supportive and interested in our work.
Well, we're all looking forward to it. Mercy Street premieres this Sunday night at 10 p.m. on public broadcasting locally on Channel 12 right here in the Bangor area and throughout the state of Maine. Lisa Wolfinger, thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon. Great success to you on the show and all your future projects.
Well, thank you very much, and do tune in Sunday night. I think you will be entertained.
Thank you very much. Lisa Wolfinger from Lone Wolf Media, Mercy Street, PBS 10 p.m. coming up this Sunday. It's 4:40.